Time to recap McCook's School Board of Education for this week in our studio is Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rich. Thank you.
I know yesterday was a busy day with everything going on. And, of course, with school getting ready to start, that's why we're delaying this a day from Tuesday to Wednesday and everything. And can we start first with, of course, the big news with the school bond election last night?
Yeah, well, last night we had the results from the school bond. I stayed up there with a group of other interested individuals. Just wanted to be there right when the results were released. And the bond, I'm sure most people probably already know, but the bond did fail. So the McCook, and this was for the junior high facility, the new industrial arts facility, and the connecting the high school to the new junior high. And so that bond went down. It was like 1,124 to 1,929, I think. That's off the top of my head. I think I've got that number right, but it's pretty accurate. I'm going to be close if that's not exactly right. So, yeah, it was, that's not what you want to do after a bond, as a superintendent or a school official. You don't want to see the bond fail. But at the same time, it was great to have that turnout. To be quite honest with you, I was a little fearful that we wouldn't have a great turnout. And so we had a nice turnout. We have over 3,000 voters, which means people do care. They care about the community. They care about what's going on here. And they were all able to cast their vote. And so that was the result.
Voter turnout, what percentage, why did they say last night?
You know, I believe that's over 50%, which is excellent. And so that's a good representation of our community.
Why do you think it didn't? The price tag, $42 million?
Boy, it's an expensive facility to build. I mean, building right now is just crazy expensive. When we first started out on this process, we didn't have numbers. We're not contractors. We don't do major building. We thought maybe it'd be around $20 million. And then when we got our first estimate back, it was around $60 million. Like, oh my goodness, that's... We had no idea it would be that expensive. So obviously we cut off over $10 million off that project, trying to get it down. The first bond was $43.5 million. This last one was $42 million. And so we just never – it's just so expensive to build. And so that's just the world we live in right now. And interest rates aren't probably the best either. So, that just makes for a very expensive bond issue. And so I think that's the biggest issue with it. We had a lot – I really appreciate the community coming in and visiting and seeing this facility, lots of comments, either yes, maybes, or no's. We had great conversations with folks that came through the building, and they saw why we were trying to pass this bond. It didn't necessarily mean that everyone that came through was a yes vote, but they could see why we were asking for it, and we had great conversations and really understand there's a lot of different perspectives out there, and I appreciate those that voice their opinion.
We were talking before we went on that McCook had a bond at Cambridge. It failed as well. There were a few more around the state. All of them did not pass.
Yeah, none of the bonds passed last night. It's going to be tough for school districts to pass a bond. So I think new creative ways might have to be figured out on what to do with school facilities. I know some states have state support with the construction of new facilities. I don't know how that works. I've always been in Nebraska. I'm a Nebraska boy. But there might be school districts might have to look at different ways to address their facilities needs moving forward.
I read the story that the School Financing Review Commission had a meeting last night statewide and reviewing its funding. So there you go right there. They're trying to figure things out too.
Yeah, they really what we need is property tax relief. And I've talked about, let's see, how long have I been in education? 30 years. So we need something that helps with property tax relief so that school districts can pass bonds. You know, our margin of what last night was so significant that, I mean, even if it was close, that we and we lost, there wasn't probably an appetite to move forward with another bond. I can't speak on behalf of the board, but I just don't think that would have existed. And we weren't even close. And so obviously there's not going to be an appetite anytime soon to look at a new facility. So we're going to have to invest in the junior high and make it the best facility we possibly can for kids. Every building has a limited lifespan. So at some point, our junior high students, our industrial tech students will have to have something done. But that's probably down the road a ways. And so maybe it'll take – maybe what we need is some changes in the structure and schools and how they operate. We're not really even able to get the grant dollars that – other public entities are able to go after. I think that there's just some rules maybe need to be changed before school districts are going to be able to pass bonds. It's just so expensive.
So what's next now? I mean, you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but what's next for the junior high?
Yeah, I think we definitely have some infrastructure needs there that we didn't want to pay for them if the bond passed. So we felt it would be a bad idea to put $400,000 or $300,000+ worth of roofs on the junior high and then tear down the building 2 years later. So we have issues with that we're going to have to address with our roofs. We have some issues also with our boiler. Our boiler currently is, and the boiler's it's a heating tank. It's huge. It fills up all the components to it fill up a third of what's underneath in the basement of the junior high. All that equipment sold. And when it was the age of the high school, we would replace it at the high school. So we just had it inspected. We're good to go for a couple of years on that. But we're going to have to create a plan and maybe set some dollars aside to address HVAC at the high school. We have some issues with our front end system as well. Again, not wanting to spend too many dollars on that if a bond passed. That hasn't passed. So now we're going to have to look, create a real plan for addressing those issues. And so I think we already have a plan for the roofing. That's more of an immediate need. This next upcoming summer, we're going to be doing some work on the roof now that the bond has failed. And then we'll have a plan in place by the time we get to this point next year for HVAC and front end systems, if not sooner.
Saw a comment in people on social media and stuff like that comment on this and that. I saw one really stupid comment where obviously this person had not been in the junior high at all and saying, oh, that building's just fine. They'll be fine. It's like, if you have never been in that junior high, you can't say anything because it needs to go away.
Well, I feel like we really had a good method to sell the bond and to get people concerned, and that was the building itself. And so coming through, and we did have people come through the building that still voted no. And like I said earlier, we had good conversations with them. I really understood why they were voting against it, even though they could see that we had the need. I don't know that anybody left going, this building is perfectly fine. But they had financial concerns. They had other. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that. And so, is it fine? That's a perception piece. I don't want to judge that. I believe our junior high students and our students that are taking career and technical education classes could benefit greatly from a different space. That's how I approach this project.
Finally, and my last question, we'll leave this one alone. But I'm sure you get asked this question a lot. If we didn't have a ballpark complex being built, would this have passed?
Boy, I won't answer that, Rich. I'm super excited about that our kids are going to have a great sport complex. How that impact? I would have to hire. I don't know if I trust survey people because the survey told us it should be close, but I'd have to hire some survey people to give me some information back on that if that impacted or not. I really would feel uncomfortable judging that at this point. I'm glad that we are. I love McCook. It's a great community. We have great people here, and when the time is right, the community will invest in the school facilities. Again, I hope that the state makes that easier for us to do, but I know that when the time is right, that bond, whenever down the road it comes up again, it'll pass.
All right, let's get to the school board meeting from Monday night. So we'll start first, reports, communications, public participation.
Did have public participation, had a couple come in and had some very important concerns they wanted to bring to the Board of Education. I really appreciate the family that came in. They were concerns about relationships and teacher responsibilities with students and wanting to make sure that the school does its due diligence to make sure that our teachers act always in a professional manner and that we are always working to protect students. So good comments. Had an opportunity to visit with them later and after the meeting, it was a good conversation. And so we have some things that we're going to be looking at and being very direct and effective and efficient in our approach.
Any other public comments from that?
No, we didn't have any other public comments.
Reports from staff members and committees.
Actually, we did not have any staff or committee. It's kind of weird. We're going to have several, obviously, in September. We're going to have finance, well, facilities. But sort of that dead time between the bond, we were just waiting to see. So we don't have any committee reports from last night or Monday night.
Superintendent reports, comments?
Yeah, I talk about a few things here. Some things that I'm excited about. Yesterday was a big day because it was the first, not just because of the bond, actually it was a big day because it was the day our teachers returned, all of them. So we've had new staff since August 5th, but all of our existing staff came in yesterday, August 12th. And so all of our faculty came in. We had a big welcome presentation. I always like to give a big welcome presentation. I try to be funny, and I was not funny at all. So I now know what it's like to be a comedian that bombs on stage. Anyway, but I really appreciate it. I just wanted to, it's an opportunity for me to share with my staff, our staff, how much I care about them and how much I value the work that they do to help our kids. And so, and then they go off into a whole series of other meetings. You have activities meetings, you have building level meetings, you go over evaluate. It's a long day for staff. A lot that they have to be, that we have to do on an annual basis. We have to do some trainings on an annual basis by state statute, and there's a lot of trainings. And today we have some more of that. Like after this, I'm going to a school improvement meeting, which I'm about to talk about here. And then, but hopefully the rest of the day or the majority of this day is teachers just working in their classrooms, getting ready for students coming in tomorrow. The next thing I spoke about was school improvement. Now we've talked a lot about bond, but here's my passion. To be honest with you, Rich, superintendents' jobs are varied, and you have to take on all kinds of responsibilities. But my passion is instruction, it's assessment, it's curriculum. Those are the things that I love. And so school improvement. We're in a year one. Last year I talked a lot about an external team visit coming in and reviewing everything McCook Public Schools does. This year's year one, so we start that cycle, that process. Over. And this is a very important year for us. So we'll be collecting a lot of data. We'll be doing surveys of community members. We'll be doing surveys of staff. And there's new rules on surveying students. So we're going to follow all those rules and see what kind of survey data we can get from students. But it's all related to how the school can better meet the needs of our students. And so we improve academic performance. So we're going to be looking at assessment data as well. And McCook Public Schools is a high-functioning school system. Our students perform well, but even though an overall math score might look really good, compare us to the peers, compare us to the state, in there are sub areas that we might not be as good. Maybe we're not, and this is just an example, this isn't based off any data, maybe our students aren't as good at vocabulary. And so you create a specific goal that the whole district works on increasing students' vocabulary, right? So you do vocabulary assessments, you measure on a regular basis, you create and design instruction to address vocabulary, and then you measure it over a 5-year period, and then you report it on at the end. Now, vocabulary, I don't know that would be it, but it could be something in mathematics, honestly. It could be something in science. But it's going to be focused on improving student achievement, and I'm looking forward to it. This is what I love to do, and so that's what I'm going to be looking forward over the next 5 years. This is year one. We're going to be setting those goals. By the end of the year, we should have – it's our goal as an improvement committee to have a goal established and our action plan with some – plans in place. Now, an action plan will be worked on over the course of the next, the following 4 years, because you're always adjusting and improving what you're doing to train teachers or to redesign curriculum. But we should have something in place by the end of the year or early next year. I'm gonna say it's gonna be by the end of the year. But and so that we have that plan in place, at least to get us started for the next 4 years of really being intensive with our focus on helping increase student achievement scores. After that, just commented on the special recognition. McCook Public Schools was recognized by McCook Cordials for being selected as the McCook Chamber of Commerce Honor Business for the second quarter of the year. Appreciate the Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate the McCook Cordials coming and recognizing McCook Public Schools. We had a great turnout for that event. Chamber members, cordial members, board members were in attendance, community members were in attendance, and we were presented with a wonderful plaque, and that we're going to be very proud of. Following that, Mr. Lyons did do a tour of the junior high facility for anybody And we did have some people take it, had not gone on the tour. So, and Mr. Lyons did a marvelous job showing the building to folks when they came through. Also, in, one of the things I want the board to be aware of, every year we do an instructional materials purchase. Last year, we did English Language Arts, which is a big purchase. This year, we're going to be focusing on industrial tech, career and technical education materials. So what I mean by that, we have a curriculum in place for all of our industrial arts courses. But we don't always make our own materials. We actually make quite a few of our materials. So that would be like the vocabulary lists for your class, the reading, the text, the nonfiction text that students would have to read for the class. A lot of our teachers will develop that themselves, but not all of it. So we might purchase certain manuals, certain textbooks for some of these courses, especially when you get into business courses. You might have something specifically designed for Microsoft Excel or something along those lines. So those purchases will be taking place during the course of the by the end, they'll be analyzing and reviewing them during the course of 25-26. And by the end of the school year, the board will have to make an approval of one of, you know, some materials. Now, this shouldn't be that expensive. So actually it might fall underneath the level of board approval, but we'll do a presentation and likely do an approval anyway, just so they know what that curriculum is. Material, just so they know what those materials are that match our curriculum, what they look like. And then that's all I had for my report.
Business managers' reports and comments?
Yeah, talked a lot about the different activities going on around the high school, and I'm going to focus on one of the, you know, we're ready to start the year. Our finances are in place. I spoke about this last month about how the property tax credit that goes to the school elevated receipts this year, so we're over 100%, but it's going to be lessened once we enter the new school year. So next year, we're actually going to be below 100%. The dollars all even out in the end. It's just that we were paid up front on some of those dollars. So we talked a little bit about that, and as a reminder to the Board of Education and the community members in attendance, that will even out. Even though it looks good now, it's going to even out over the course of 25-26. Then also, I'm excited. We have done a lot of work in the high school on the south entrance. So that south entrance is the entrance folks take into the high school building when they're going to a basketball or a volleyball game. They enter from the south side. That hallway has been really updated quite a bit. It's not 100% complete, but boy, we're really, really close. And so right, one of the last things that our maintenance guys were doing was putting brackets on the wall to put up all of our district runner-up and champion plaques. And we didn't order enough brackets. We have so many of the Cook Public Schools has a very, very strong tradition of activities, and it's something to really be proud of. And we always had them on that hallway, and they ran across the top right underneath the ceiling, and they're now much more appropriately displayed, and it's impressive and it looks good. And we're going to have almost all of them up. We had to order a couple more lengths of brackets. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. Our plaques slide into them, and just so we could hang them all up. And so we're going to be, and also we've got a new electronic champions, panel. So it looks like a big TV screen in the hallway, but it's interactive. You can touch the screen and you can look up past state champions, past type trophies. There'll be video images of all that. And so some of those pictures have been taken out of the trophy case and put onto that electronic panel. Really nice upgrade, new drywall, new ceilings, new lighting. We don't have carpeting, probably have carpeting put in sometime next year, because we're going to continue that project down the hallways towards the auditorium. We want to update all those spaces. And once we get farther down, then we'll probably put some carpet in, and that'll really soften that space up a little bit. It's pretty bright right now, but it looks really, really good and really has modernized that entry. And the commons area has also been modernized with, we had new lighting, we had new ceiling tiles, drop ceiling, but we did a little bit more drywall work in there. It just looks a lot better. And our maintenance folks did the work on that. And so great summer project. Our guys did a great job with it. And I think people are going to be really impressed with it. And if you're not impressed by the number of district plaques we have, I don't know what to do. I can't imagine it. It impresses me. And it's always been there. And now it's just displayed appropriately.
Board member comments?
Yeah, we have Brad talked about an area membership meeting coming up on September 3rd, and all the board members who would like to be in attendance at that needed to contact Heather or Trish Willis in the superintendent's office and make sure that they get registered for that event. We have several members of our board being recognized at that event. It's an educational opportunity, but the more events or more activities that our board members attend, they get points from the School Boards Association. And we have five of our board members are being recognized at that event for earning different levels. So you score so many points, you get to a different level. And so it's kind of impressive. Like, our president is going to be level 5, which is very impressive. Mr. Hayes is a very committed board member, very attentive. And all of our board members are. But to get to level 5 takes some serious commitment to grow professionally as a board member. So really proud of all of them and excited about that event. But he wanted to make sure everyone signed up for that so they could get recognized at that training and workshop up in North Platte. And that is all I have for board comments.
New business.
Let me pull that up here. New business. We accepted. We had a wonderful donation. We had the NOR group travel off. Last month, I was able to report. We had a bunch of students come in and some parents come in. Just speak really good, positive words about that NOR trip to Baja, Mexico. One of the things that happened while they were actually on that trip, and some people in the community know this, but while they're away, they've been fundraising by selling concessions at Felling Field. That the concession stand was broken into, mm-hmm. and someone stole a little over $1,000. When Adam Siegfried found out about it from the Copper Mill, he did a special event there and raised money to replace the money that was lost. And it was $1,015 for the NOR group. That is very much appreciated. Adam's a wonderful community member and very supportive of our students, believes in activities like this, that it just broadens their mind and exposes them to wonderful learning environments. And so really appreciate him doing that. And we accepted that donation with gratitude. The next thing we had was approve option enrollment resolution. This is, option enrollments have changed over time. One of the things that we have to do on an annual basis is set our option enrollment limits for every grade level. And so that was the resolution. So if we accept 140, if we have room for 140, we establish that at this point in the year. We have 120 students in that grade level. That means there's 20 open spots. But if we had 140 slots and our current enrollment was 141, there'd be no available option enrollment spots. So if there's none, if someone opts to enroll in McCook Public Schools, that's denied. And then the other option piece is by programming. So there's different types of programming students may qualify for and opt into. Those programs actually can fill up. And so when those option enrollment forms come in, each one of those students are looked at on an individual basis. And if we can meet the needs of the program, then those option enrollments are accepted. If we can't, then those option enrollments are not accepted. They're rejected. So there's the two ways that an option enrollment is not accepted or is rejected. So that's kind of what that is all about. And it's just a technical requirement by the state of Nebraska. And then the final action item was approve resolution authorizing the superintendent or the designee or their designee to sign all necessary state and federal documents, applications, and related forms on behalf of the district. So most of the grants that schools get are not all, but almost all of the grants that we apply for and receive are federal grants. And so that requires a signature. And that signature has to work under the authority of the Board of Education. And so what this does is it unencumbers the board and allows me to apply for grants and accept those dollars and also work through the auditing process and or my designees. So it just simplifies the process, and it's a requirement in state statute again. So it's not really a house cleaning type of event. We talked about it. It was explained why this is in place. We talk about it every year, but that's what that third action item is. And all three of those action items were approved by the Board of Education.
We're into positive comments.
All right. Let me pull those up. All right. Mike Langan really wanted to comment on all the work that we have done in the community to support the school, obviously, but also the community itself to support students. And he really appreciates all the work that's gone into the bond to help people understand why the bond was put before the people so they can vote to pass it or to not pass the bond. He appreciates the work that went into that. He believes he stated at the board meeting on Monday, he believes that the project, if it passes, will be beneficial to the community. But as we know, the community gets to vote. Amanda spoke and thanked the administration for work being done and welcoming the new teachers back to a new school year. She knows that a lot of work has been going into that, and that we'd been at that point had been working with our brand new teachers for this school year. And we have a pretty good sized number of them. And what a great group, by the way. We really brought in some really talented folks, and both a mix of experience and new. And so excited about seeing those people just kind of bloom during the course of the year. And it's also excited for the new school year to start. Scott talked about Mr. Dickus and Mr. Kruel and the high school counseling staff. His son was engaged with the registering at the high school, and that changed a few years ago, and it's such a better process than we had, I'd say, a little over a decade ago. We had most of it took place on the first few days of school, and so once that change was made to kids coming in before the school year started, it's still a lot of work. There's still a lot of researching and paper shuffling and signing, but it's so much more efficient, and kids can kind of come in. Almost all kids come in on that first day of school and they're ready just to roll. Charlie wanted to thank, Scott also thanked the register, and that'd be Trish Willis for all the work she does with that. Charlie also wanted to thank the custodians for the work they've been doing to get the school ready for the return of school. A lot of work goes into the facilities over the summer. Jeff thanked Heather Collicott for taking for being in our superintendent's office. She's done an amazing job. She has accepted another position in the community, and she's going to be great at that. But we're going to miss her, but we really appreciate all the work that she's put into helping the school system over the last several years. And also he thanked Mary Dooland for the work that she's put into helping pass the school bond. Mary was part of a group called McCook on the Move, and that committee was very active in informing folks about the bond issue. Brad wanted to thank the McCook on the Move group for promoting the bond, as well as Mr. Gross, myself, and Mr. Lyons for answering questions, giving tours, being at the school quite a bit over the summer, engaging with folks. And so we had quite a few opportunities for folks to come in, and it was good to visit with those folks when they were seeking information. And then I wanted to mention Corey Dagnan for work that he has done over the summer to broaden his skill set. He went outside the country, went on some pretty neat science teacher focused excursions, and learned a great deal. And I know it's going to benefit our students greatly. I also want to thank Heather from our office. She's done an amazing job. We're going to miss her. And we also know she's going to do a great job in her new venture. And then also Mary Adulin for the work that she's done, and Gene for the work that he's done with McCook on the Move. And just there's just so many people, honestly, to thank. You know, McCook Community Hospital has been very, very supportive, and other many businesses in the community. So much appreciation to all those that were supporting the bond issue.
That put a wrap on August meeting.
Yeah, that does.
You're excited for the start of school? I know you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited we get to get back into the mix and start helping kids learn and grow and focusing on I'll be actually happy to focus on teaching and learning, to be quite honest with you. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think I asked you this maybe last month. How many new teachers aboard this year?
We had 14 new teachers.
Okay.
So quite a crew coming in, and that's a good mix of experienced and new. So it's a good group.
I know I talked to Mr. Borland over at McCook Elementary. They're having their walk to school night tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
Exciting day.
You betcha. Next meeting for the school board coming up September 15th?
September 8th, I believe.
Oops, I missed a day. I missed a week. Yeah, it was September 8th. Exactly right. Yep. You bet. Well, hopefully it's going to be a great school year, 2025-26, and we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yep, a lot of stuff going on. Excited to get going.